Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. All power to the people. We need to unite, y'all. We're going to start the show off with a message. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. And tonight's message is unite in every form imaginable. With that said, and this is exactly how we're starting the show off, because I have quite a few questions and we've got quite a bit to tackle tonight, and I want to really get into it. But I have to preface the reasoning behind the subject matter of the show tonight, which are which is we're continuing to discuss the Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery trials and the aftermath of each decision, of each of those decisions, rather. And later in the show, if you hang out with us for a while, we'll be sharing some tips on starting up businesses, starting up a business, or even linking up with an existing franchise. Again, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. My name is Mark Higgins. I'm your host. It's Tuesday, last day of November 2021. Been quite a month, as you know, and if you've been following this show, you know that Tuesday is Blackout Tuesday. And what we mean by Blackout Tuesday here in the Empowerment Zone is that we support and patronize black and minority businesses stringently, exclusively on Blackout Tuesday. Boycott, the B word, the word that upper management and the big house don't want to hear because it's painful to them. And what I mean by painful to them is the only way to hurt them besides physically is in their pocket. So when you say boycott, that means something to them. Again, it hurts their ears. They don't want to hear that. So here in the Empowerment Zone, we recognize Tuesdays as Blackout Tuesday. And the number is 381. And if you go into your Black History mental Rolodex, you'll see that it took 381 days of shitting on the Montgomery for them, meaning the bus company, to change their ways. And with that 381 days of boycotting that particular bus company, those 381 days created a litany of services, of entrepreneurs, of businesses that thrived. Many examples of small businesses because of a boycott. So we don't take boycotting lightly here in the Empowerment Zone. So again, we want to point out that on Tuesdays we recognize Blackout Tuesday in the Empowerment Zone. And we also recommend, especially during this time of year, that you patronize black and minority-owned businesses. If you've been listening to the show, you follow this show, particularly last week, we highlighted how desperate a need is, how desperate the need for employees for many of these minority-owned businesses. Because many of these minority-owned businesses have one sole employee, and that is the proprietor. And studies and statistics show that these people have a tendency to not live a prolonged life because they've been busting their ass by themselves for so long. So here in the Empowerment Zone, we encourage patronizing small businesses, supporting them exclusively. I mean, not exclusively, but supporting them so they can therefore thrive and hire more employees, as to build the community, as to empower the community, as to improve lives, which is what we're all about here in the Empowerment Zone. You've been following this show for the last year and a half, saying that our purpose is rooted in the people, here in the Empowerment Zone. And our unity is powered by the people. Let me say that again. Our unity is empowered, power to the people. I know there's people that say we're doomed from the start. But I heard some perspective on the big picture, Brother Melvin Siri Jr.'s show on the Panther Party Radio Network. I heard his show last night, and I was encouraged by the perspective that I got from the queens that have so much enthusiasm. A lot of questions, but so much enthusiasm and so much optimism, I guess you could say, to a brighter future. I listened to this one woman who said that we're close to getting over the hump. She didn't say it in those words. I'm not quoting her, but she was saying how our people, our culture, our tribe will be redeemed. Our day of redemption is coming. And the devils know it. And I was encouraged by that optimism and that perspective from that young woman. And before I go any further, and again, understanding the message that I'm sending tonight, which, again, I preface the show with this message of unity. And again, we're going to go through a myriad of examples of how we can, on how we can approach, resolve, and get this train rolling. Because as that woman spoke of, like, forgive me, her name escapes me now, the caller that was on Brother Siri show last night, but her optimism encouraged the shit out of me. So again, the message is unity tonight. And again, we are focusing on the aftermath of the Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery trials. And later in the show, in the latter segment of the show, we'll be sharing tips on starting up a business or even latching on or linking up with an existing franchise. So stay tuned. Please stay tuned and be empowered here in the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. The number to reach us, area code 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. And understand, here in the Empowerment Zone, we practice the Robert's Rule of Order, which simply means that when you're done with your question, statement, perspective, just be respectful to the other guest and yield. Just yield your time. That's the Robert's Rule of Order in the Empowerment Zone. And we respect that, and we ask that you be kind and respectful of that rule, which is basically the only rule, because you can say whatever you want. But again, the most important thing is to be respectful to the guest as well as the host. I don't play disrespect. So with that said, you want to reach us and even become a member, real easy. You can reach us online at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave contact information, name, phone number, cell, home number, whatever, and someone will get back to you. I assure you. Again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. leave the contact information, and someone will get back to you, I promise you. And thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank everyone for joining us. Tonight is, we're going to be offering some critical information, and I also, as usual, have some questions that I think are rather pertinent. As far as me, the guy that's always been reading between the lines and hoping to, and being as introspective as possible and being as one of my chief petty officers in the Navy told me, Higgins, you are the most inquisitive motherfucker I have ever met. Yeah, as inquisitive as I am, I need answers because there's some shit that sticks out to me, and I know I'm not a stupid man, but there's some things that stick out to me, some contrast, in fact, and I touched on it last week, and I want to continue on the actual contrast, and I hate to, I'm not going to say this, it's always about race, but you know, you offend certain people when you say the obvious, when you make the obvious known, and then the objectors, the haters, you know, the fearmongers, they're the ones that say, why are you making it about race? Well, because, dumbass, it's obviously about race. And so we're going to discuss the contrast in the perceptions and the punishments in these particular cases. And I'm going to give a couple of examples. Again, I touched on this last week, and I kind of want to expand on it, if you'll allow me, simply because, as we've been discussing in the last few weeks, the surge of violence against women is something that rather personal to me. And I would think that you listening would take it rather personal too, because we're talking about our daughters, we're talking about our mothers, our grandmothers, talking about the women that bore and shape us and the shit that we allow to happen to them, the shit that we support, the shit that we gleefully support so hypocritically. Yeah, I said it. So hypocritically and gleefully support misogyny, brutality. Again, we're going to discuss the contrast. Now I'm going to put the microscope on. I'm going to particularly put the microscope again on Kyle Rittenhouse. And I know, you know, I've had callers and friends and contemporaries say, you know, why are you making such a big deal out of this, Mark? He didn't kill any black people. Wow. Okay, well, my answer to that is because the fact remains that two people are dead because of this fool that was influenced adults that were influenced by 45. I won't mention that fool's name, but you know what I mean by what I mean, 45. That fool influenced Kyle Rittenhouse, influenced the people that influenced, that had input in his life, that had influence So when discussing this contrast, I'm going to wrap it up a little bit because, simply put, the hypocrisy, the double standard in this contrast is blatant, and we are mocked. Our culture is mocked. M-O-C-K-E-D, mocked. That means to be laughed at, to be humiliated and laughed at. That's what mocked means. And this is what I mean. Because last week, when I invoked Santoya Brown's name in contrast to Kyle Rittenhouse, I didn't go into much detail because there were a plethora of other items that we were discussing, thanks to the wonderful guest that called in supporting an input. But there was, so I didn't go into much detail about Santoya Brown's case. But I will tonight, using her as an example in this contrast that I'm speaking of, contrast and perception and punishment between, let's go. Again, you want to join us in this conversation tonight? Number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Just press 1. You'll be entered to the host queue. And again, please be respectful. Understand that we recognize the Robert's Rule of Order. When you're done with your comment, question, or whatever perspective you have, just please yield your time as not to create any static, step on any toes, and also to create fluid dialogue. Because this show, again, is based on, this show is predicated on these five premises. First of all, this show is rooted in, the purpose of this show is rooted in the people. And the premise of this show is financial empowerment, responsibility, building of the community, education, activism, proactiveness, and preparedness, with an emphasis on preparedness and all that being prepared entails. And what I mean by that, you should already know. You've been following this show, so you should already know. Respect to all my drivers and servers out there, everybody out there working tonight, trying to make them ends meet. Respect, please, be careful going home. Be as safe and healthy. And Godspeed. Going home. And always, as always, keep your eyes and ears peeled and don't get numb to the dumb shit. Dealing with people that are driving, dealing with people that are eating and using alcohol. I know what you're going through. So again, shout out to y'all. Please be careful going home tonight after your shift. With that said, yeah, we're using. Yeah, I got questions, man, and I've been really upset about this. Again, I touched on this last week, and I want to really go into detail about this and the contrast between these two particular cases. In fact, and I'm going to intertwine these three cases, the Ahmaud Arbery, as well as the Killer Kyle Rittenhouse case. Start from the beginning. Young lady, Santoya Brown, was victim, an abuser, raped, kidnapped, raped, and pimped her up. 13-year-old.
This child was abused again and pimped out. Served up
to the wolves out there.
No matter what this child did while she was
under extreme duress, clutches of an adult male, whatever she did, if for no other reason, in an act of self fucking preservation, she killed her abuser with a gun provided to her by her original abuser. Cut to the chase. Tentoya Brown was convicted. 56 years to life for killing this fool. Here's the contrast in question. Tentoya claimed self-defense. He pleaded self-defense. He was charged with first-degree murder. Her plea was self-defense. 10 years old. In the bowels of a judicial system that was not meant for her to succeed. And they gave her as much time as they could. That dirty, rotten judge. Heartless, no soul judge, juvenile judge, tried this child as an adult and gave her adult time. Fast forward. Tentoya Brown does 3 years. He did a bid.
As a child, adult,
just 2 years ago, she was finally released after a number of celebrities gone to bat for her. This is so fucking disturbing because it took Hollywood of all entities, fucking dirty pedophile Hollywood, but it took Hollywood to garner support for Tentoya Brown. Her plea was self-defense. She was provided a gun by her original abuser, by her pimp. Hey, little girl, you know, in case something happens, you know, take the 25, right? One side right here in case something happens. And something happened. And she shot this fool, killed it. And she was sentenced 56 years to life. Not being eligible for parole for at least 20 years after she serves. 20 years into the bid, eligible for parole. What kind of justice is that? And with that said, this guy was a fucking abuser. He's a fucking pedophile. He deserved to fucking die. And you're going to give this child that killed him that kind of time? I guarantee you, if another nigga had killed this fool, that nigga probably wouldn't have got 10 years. So again, I'm calling out this stupid-ass, piece of shit, soulless, heartless judge that sentenced Tentoya Brown so ridiculously. Again, pointing out the details to point out the contrast because Kyle Rittenhouse pleaded self-defense. He was charged with murder. Murder one. Not manslaughter. Not second degree. Murder one. Got video of him. Ain't had no video of Centoya. They just had a fucking corpse. And her story. And the story of the blood. The truth of the blood. They had video witness. And now he's free. And yet so is Centoya Brown. Thank God. And yes, they did last year release a bio about her ordeal, Flicks, I believe. Haven't watched it. Can't say I'm interested in it. I mean, I've researched the case, so I know. I don't want to get on. However, again, the contrast. Nobody's offering Centoya Brown internship anywhere. Not the League of Women. Not the National Organization of Women, NOW. Not them. Not now. Not even the Black Lives Matter chicks. And during, you would think it would be a no-brainer to use Centoya Brown, especially with the Me Too movement as it is. It seems like a no-brainer that this child, this victim, would be thrust into the Me Too movement at minimum as a figurehead, as a spokesperson, as a victim, saying this happened to me. This could be happening to your daughter. But no, she's completely ostracized, vilified, and deemed forever a fucking convict. Whereas
Kyle Rittenhouse
is a free man. He's acquitted, and he's getting offers for internships in the halls of Congress. That's not a contrast. That's not hypocrisy. That's not a contradiction in terms. And what terms, what I mean by terms is fucking justice. That's not a contradiction in terms. I hope I was clear when I said that I was going to point out the contrast. When we come back from the break, I'm going to use another example in this contrast in the aftermath and share some other disturbing information about Ahmaud Arbery's killer that I don't find surprising, but to learn of it and to see it further detailed. I heard about some things about this guy's past and being a cop or a sheriff deputy or something in that town, but the information that I received today is rather disturbing, and I want to share that with you. If you would please bear with me again tonight, tonight in the Karma Zone, we are continuing to focus on the killer Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery trials in the aftermath of the decision And later in the show, we'll be discussing entrepreneurship and sharing tips on starting up a business or linking up with an existing franchise and the importance of LLC and DBA. Those three letters, those three alphabet letters, are powerful and mean a ton. So we're going to discuss that later in the show. So please stay tuned. Again, to reach us here in the Empowerment Zone, number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Just press 1. You'll be entered into the host queue. I think I'm having some technical difficulties here. There's something going on here. I hope I can be heard. If not, please, I apologize, and I might have to. What in the world is going on? Yeah, there's something going on here. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hart, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your books in history books. But honestly, it ain't just black.
Resolve the technical issue that I had before. If somebody would hit me up and let me know if they could hear the first 30 minutes of the show tonight, I would greatly appreciate it because I think there was something going on with the feed and I didn't. I'm not absolutely sure. However, I'm going to continue tonight. Again, I'm sorry, guys. Welcome back to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. We've been focusing tonight on the we've been continuing to focus on the Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery trials and the aftermath of each of those decisions. We've also been discussing, the contrast in the perceptions and prosecutions and punishments with black and white minors that claim self-defense in murder trials. That's what we've been discussing tonight. Also, the beginning of the show, I prefaced the show with a message, and the message is highlighted.
They got your highlighter pens, y'all.
They got your highlighter pens. Unity. UNITY. Preface the show tonight with that message. Piggyback on my brother Melvin Siri Jr. show. His brother's so wise, and he imparts his wisdom on us in only the way that he can, and he spells out what he means. He doesn't talk out the side of his neck and just says what he feels with no consequences. He's thoughtful, and he says what the fuck he means. And when I say I piggyback on what he says, what I mean is his message. I'm piggybacking off of his message as far as unity is concerned. We are united in this network. We are united on this network. We are united in this party. We are united in our efforts to serve the people. Like Mavis Staples says, and I always quote Mavis Staples, got to serve somebody eventually, sometime, somewhere down the line. You're going to have to serve somebody, whether it be yin or yang. You're going to have to serve somebody to get something in return. And that goes for anybody. And that also goes for, because that's what we've been discussing tonight. Unity, the importance of unity, UNITY. We've also been discussing contrast and the persecution, rather, the contrast in the perceptions and punishments of minors that are charged with murder with pleas of self-defense, i.e. Centoria Brown, Killer Kyle, an asshole that killed our young brother, Ahmaud Arbery. Because those fools claim self-defense too. Ain't that a bitch? To me, that's disturbing. And it's a complete contrast to what the justice system is supposed to be about. And if I wasn't heard prior to this segment, I regret that, and I deeply apologize for the technical difficulties that prevented me from being heard the first 30 minutes of the show. However, we're here now, and we're going to press on. Again, the premise of this show is to fill the community, provide financial empowerment, responsibility, education, activism, proactiveness, and preparedness, with an emphasis on preparedness in that aspect of proactiveness. When I say proactive, I mean getting prepared, putting emphasis on your preparedness, being proactive, starting something, finishing a project in order to be ready for the next shoe to drop. because it's coming, y'all. We only in phase two. I know they saying we in phase three of this pandemic, but this pandemic ain't over, y'all. See, this is the other thing that we've been discussing in the Empowerment Zone. You cannot discount what they throw at us, what they bombard us with to keep us blind to the dirt that they're pulling, to the rights that they're pulling, to the dignity and the further exploitation of the people. This is all big joke to them. And you part of the show. All the giant circus, and you a part of the show. You may be insignificant as fuck, but you part of this sick show. Every day, they're bombarding you with falsehoods, with falsehoods and misinformation, keep you distracted from the shit that they're pulling on you. And I, us, the people. I frankly have had enough. Have you? Have you had enough? You're getting bounced around every which way. We don't know where to go. Our kids have lost direction. And if we got no direction from the people who we put in place for guidance, then where do we go? If we can't get justice, if justice can't be equally doled out, no matter what skin color, no matter what religion you subscribe to, we can't get equal justice doled out, then where do we go? I got questions, man, because I just don't understand why we as people with all this stuff that, again, that's bombarding us with, it doesn't bother you. I know I'm going to go off on a little diatribe tangent here because I feel like I'm not being heard. Again, number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538 to reach us here in the Empowerment Zone. Call us. Dial 1, be entered into the host queue, and I'll open up your mic, and you can ask whatever you want to ask. Or perhaps you can answer one of my questions. Are you on board? Can you help me out? Because, again, I have questions. And I think I'm asking these questions for the sake of the people. Because, again, there's been no justice, equal justice, doled out. And you're looking at the contract in these cases, blatant, vivid contrast in these cases. Where a victim, a real victim, a 13-year-old is kidnapped, raped, tortured, and pimped out, and then provided a firearm, which she used to take a life in her effort, in her method of survival, following her instincts of self-fucking preservation. She shot the fool that was attacking her. And she got sentenced to life in prison at 15 years old. Yet, there was even the fact that there was a question, the fact that there was a notion that these two fools that murdered Ahmaud Arbery, the fact that there was a notion of self-defense is laughable. It makes me sick. Now, we know the outcome. And trust me, there will be an appeal from the defense. There'll be a new lawyer. It won't be the same trial lawyer. There'll be a new lawyer. They'll file their appeal. And hopefully their appeal will be denied and won't even be looked at in that appellate court down there in Georgia. Or maybe it's a federal judge. In fact, I think it'll be a
federal judge.
A federal appellate judge.
To examine and look at
their appeal. But I just certainly hope that judge will wipe his ass with their appeal and burn it. But again, the notion that these fools were acting in self-defense when it was clear that they had hunting young brother Ahmad. It's also clear that Kyle Rittenhouse left his home 90 miles away from Illinois to Wisconsin, crossed state lines with a firearm, killed two people, gets acquitted, not convicted. Same charge as Centoria Brown, murder. Murder one. Same charge. Gets acquitted. And now he's getting job offers. Internships.
In the halls of Congress.
And from what I know
about what goes on in the halls of Congress,
in the offices
of
that particular building, there's a history.
Yeah, they love kids. Not sure if Kyle Rittenhouse is 18 yet, but they
like him young. They like him young. And ironically, same GOP piece of shit from Florida, Matt Gaetz. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Matt Gaetz, because you're a fucking pedophile. Irony is that this fool invited Kyle Rittenhouse to serve as an intern for him in Washington. And that's sweet. Last year we talked about the same fool, the same Republican. His name is Matt Gaetz.
He has a history
of liking the company of youngins.
This dude
has a history, well-documented history, in fact, of being in the company of young girls, paying for the services of escorts that are minor.
Well documented. And yet this motherfucker.
Of course. This guy offers Kyle Rittenhouse a job in the halls of Washington. Yeah, good luck with that, kid. Because you know they like a young man in Congress. They like a young man in the halls of Congress. Good luck bent over one of those big oak desks. Phone lines are open.
Number of resources is 0-914-205-5538.
Again, we've been discussing
the aftermath of the Kyle Rittenhouse and
Ahmaud Arbery trials.
And the various contrasts
in the three cases that I've been discussing tonight between, what I mean by contrast is the contrast in the case, in the murder case of
Centoria Brown and Joy Brown, Kyle Rittenhouse, and ETPs in
Georgia. With that said, hopefully, I'm sure my man will have something pertinent to offer. I'm going to open up the phone line for my main man, out west. What's good, my brother? Peace. What's happening?
Thank you.
Peace, brother. You're coming through kind of muffled for some reason, but how's everything? Let me, is this any better, sir?
That's a lot better. It just sounded like you had a, like you were doing a lot of movement or something, but it was muffling you out.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that.
No, I just thought I'd let you know. You know, want everybody to hear that, that golden voice. Got something to tell them, so.
Good. Good looking at it. But I do got a lot to tell, man. I got questions, too, bro.
I hear that. I was going to touch on the cases because that seems to be the big deal with everybody, and I'm not sure why. Because we're acting as if we're in a new place and something new is happening, and it's not. This shit's been happening in different forms all over for a long time. And we always act like we're seeing some brand new shit, and we're not. Okay, what we saw in Georgia was newer, but it wasn't new. There have been a few that got locked up, but we know that in that part of the country, that's not something that happens a lot. That more than nine, I mean, if it hadn't been for that video being released, Ahmaud Arbery's death would have probably went unpunished. Okay, because they sat on a murder case literally for 2 months before it ever got even put in front of a DA, truly. So that's not, none of this is new. What happened with Kyle Rittenhouse? He's becoming Fox News national poster boy. They want to give him internships in Congress, all of them right-wingers and stuff. But what he's done in that trial has opened up a what I would call a catch-22 to the average person who chooses to go to Black Lives Matter rallies with the armed with the intent of using their weapon, because he went there with the intent of using it. I think he was scared to an extent, but he did not go there to not use it, because if you went there to not use it, then you wouldn't have took it. And if you lock him up for it, then you got to lock his mama up for taking him, because she becomes part of the crime. He couldn't have got there without her.
But I've been
so, you know, so the judge, everything I saw in that case was America. I saw a judge who already had decided that this kid was going to get off. He took certain shit out of the realm for the jury to even look at. You would have almost thought that the guys he shot were black. The way that they acted with that case. Like, they couldn't wait to get him out. Like, this was just like, we have to do the exercise, but we know how this ends. You know? So,
They had to go through the motions to serve the public interest. They had to go through the motions to serve the public interest. And just like you called it, bro. Right on.
It's a magic trick, man. The magic trick is whatever they're telling you, whatever you think is happening, isn't happening. This is all about deflection and deception and diversion. And if they, you know, they're good at diverting our attention. Like with the new virus variant coming out now. What America is doing is what it's always done. America likes to scare its citizens with things that are above their rationale to an extent. They don't tell us things that matter, like how the asteroid that'll be here in about a week is going to be within our atmosphere. But you're not, they're not talking about
dangerously close. I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've been watching it. Yeah,
it's
dangerously close.
Yeah. Gravity can pull it right in, and then now we have a problem, you know? So there's things right. Well, there's things they should focus on.
Extinction level shit. That they will never tell us about.
Well, I just feel like there's some things that we should be made privy of, and then there's some things that, you know, that in my opinion are not as important. You know, what I feel is that once again America is back to you know, frightening us with something only to turn around and tell us how they got it under control and we should just relax. You know, it's kind of like what Biden says, you know, we should be concerned but not, you know, panicking. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, that's kind of how they acted last year, right? And a lot of people are dead and a lot more are, you know, damaged mentally and emotionally from the separation for over almost going on 2 years for some. You know, it's a lot of damage out here from that. I feel like, you know, we're not doing ourselves a favor to act like America is different or anything. It might be different, but different has never meant good for us. Right.
That's the perception of most Americans.
A good thing for our people. The differences have never been good for us. You know, Reconstruction, Jim Crow, all of that shit. None of these things worked well for us. And we still have to worry about being dealt with because we're black in 2021 going on 2022. Which tells me that the country's heart isn't moved, the needle hasn't moved at all there, and all we're really doing is beating dead horses when we punish ourselves by grinding these senseless killings that, you know, whites are doing against others, that the police are doing, racial murders, all of that. You know, this is something that happens every day in this country. We can't keep cherry picking one or two to hold on to because they keep showing them in the news. There's a bunch of families out there hurting today because their relatives got fucked with yesterday and nobody's ever going to know their name. And we burn a lot of energy on what the media tells us to burn energy on. We really need to tell the media to shut the fuck up. We need to really cut the media off if we want to move forward.
We've been so distracted and bombarded with so much other shit that we can't focus on what's really going on, and then further exploiting us. And like you said, like an asteroid coming dangerous to Earth's atmosphere within our gravity pool, and they're not saying a goddamn thing about it. You can't even go to the fucking the National Geographic or the History Channel or the Geoscience Channel to see that shit. You got to go to NASA. You got to go to the NASA feed. Yeah, for real. You got to go to the NASA feed to see anything about that they're keeping up with. Trust me. They watching this shit from Houston.
Well, the thing is that, you know, to me, there's certain things that we should be attentive of. I don't believe we have to panic on everything either, but I do feel like when you've shown us that you're incompetent, you can't tell us what not to panic about.
Real.
And all I've seen from the past 10 administrations have been
failure.
Incompetent.
Utter incompetence, ineptitude, and failure, and corruption. Can't leave that out.
They made promises to America.
Yeah, they're great at that. That's the only thing they're good at. It's the corruption
they didn't keep. Well, right. Each one of them has lied to the black people and never did none of the shit they said they'd do. The only one that didn't lie to us was Obama because he never promised to do damn thing for us. And he didn't.
And they want to build a fucking library here in Chicago on the South Side. In his honor, you know, and that nigga ain't even from Chicago. Sorry.
And hey, they give it to them other white. Trump going to get one. If Trump can get a library, Obama definitely deserves one. While I didn't think he was the greatest at anything, I still think out of the presidents I've seen, he probably did the best job. But even then, I still have to rate him with a D+. None of them have gotten that high because they don't keep their word to the constituents. They damn sure don't keep it to us or anything else. And we always find out that there's some shit like when Obama, very transparent. welcome, Ed, you know, here comes Edward Snowden to show us how transparent you weren't being.
Yo, no shit. Oh, man, I'm getting proud of you.
He mad at that white voice.
This is big this, though, bro. This is what I was trying to point out and focus on because, again, there were some things that stood out to me. And what stood out to me mostly is the utter contrast in and I'm using the Centoya Brown case, and I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you remember this child. And the contrast, she was charged with murder. She killed her abuser with a gun that was provided to her by her original kidnapper, rapist, abuser. And she didn't get no invitation. She didn't even get a fucking invitation from the National Organization of Women or none of those other feminist groups, especially in the throes of the Me Too movement, what we in now, as they say, we in the Me Too movement. She should be a fucking poster child for the Me Too movement, but she hasn't been thrust into the spotlight or used as the poster child like Kyle Rittenhouse is. Why not? That's all I'm saying, bro.
That's two different things.
Because
Kyle Rittenhouse is
two minors accused of murder.
It's not the same thing.
How is it different?
Not.
How is that different?
Because for one, Centoya Brown was being exploited from the gate.
And
nobody exploited
and
Kyle Rittenhouse.
The influence on this minor, it wasn't indicated by him leaving, by being dropped off by his mama.
Did you see the case?
That's not being exploited.
You saw the trial, right?
I did, of course, stringently. You know I did.
Then every question.
That's what made me question
asked,
why aren't the parents being.
I don't see. I have to disagree.
And you remember my question about how come the Attorney General of Illinois isn't bringing charges against the parents? And you know why?
Because
it's
not.
I know the answer to that question. He
can't bring up that because the crime didn't happen in Illinois.
The premeditation.
The only crime that happened in Illinois was Kyle Rittenhouse legally couldn't have owned that gun in Illinois. That's the only crime there. But no other crime was committed in Illinois. The Attorney General in Illinois cannot bring charges against the parents because there was not even a conviction in Wisconsin for it. There's nothing to hang it on. Nothing. They all got away.
Under no circumstances or precedent can there be charges brought against the parents.
No.
Because I'm hearing
and
otherwise.
Even if they did, it's not a felony. He committed no crime other than owning the gun. He committed no crime in Illinois other than that. Possession of a weapon they ain't going to get much time out of him. Even if they get the conviction the way that they're loving him right now, shit, he wouldn't do a day.
Well, there will most certainly be civil suits, and those questions will arise. And I'm sure, you know, all this money that he's getting, he can get an internship, he can get a job, he can be a fucking junior senator in 2024. He ain't going to have enough money to dole out in restitution. Once the civil suit is decided,
they're not gonna get no money
because,
out of
again,
him.
Again, two people are dead. There's two families without their family members.
It doesn't matter. He will not win a civil. There won't be a civil suit won against him. How much you want to bet?
Oh yes, there will be. Yes, there will. There most certainly will be.
And I'll bet you.
They've already been
trialed. They can file them. That ain't what we're talking about. Can they win it? And they're not going
to
win it
because he's already beat the criminal case, and I don't see him being sued and I just don't see it happening.
The white nationalists have put a lot of money in a war chest just to make sure that this boy don't do a day or be penalized in any way. I don't think
he's
going to give
up. He's probably got 24-hour armed security, too.
That's right.
I bet he got 24-hour armed security.
Damn right. Because there's some folks out there that want to do it. And there's some white people that want to get at it. That's the crazy shit.
Yeah, Yeah. In fact, with that said, bro, I'm glad you said that. When he was, you know, he got accepted at Arizona State University. So this guy told me at work the other night that he's from Phoenix. And he says, yeah, he better not show his head in Arizona. So,
man,
the white nationalists that you're talking about,
he'll fit right in.
No, man, there's people out there for his head.
Yeah, there's some that's out there for his head, but there ain't a bunch of them in Arizona. Arizona is very Republican.
And not only that, the Arizona State Student Council put out a memo saying that he was not, well, even though he was accepted, he was not welcome on the campus at ASU.
No, that's what prompted the
Arizona congressman to offer him an internship. And these motherfuckers, they think how much of a joke they all think this shit is, Kevin. They said, these motherfuckers said that he would arm wrestle, the congressman from Florida would arm wrestle the congressman from Arizona for dibs on this kid's ass. Said that publicly. I will publicly arm wrestle you for the rights to have this kid as an intern. What kind of shit is that?
It's the shit that we've been dealing with.
Like you said, it doesn't matter.
It don't. We have to stop assuming that there's some justice out there that we just haven't seen. We only get it when it's in their best interest.
Unequal justice.
We get it when it benefits them to do it. So they will now and then sacrifice one, but I have to think about how many of us get sacrificed for none of them.
Like who's their one sacrifice? The asshole killer that killed Brother Walter Scott in South Carolina back in 2015. Yeah, he's gonna be in jail the rest of his life.
I don't know what world people are living in, but these cops are not doing life sentences for this shit with these guys. They're getting out a lot sooner than that. I have yet to see a cop in jail at 90 for killing a nigga, any color. Never happens. They're going to hide him away, nice country club prison for a while like they did Amber Geiger, and then they'll let him out when, you know, and that's pretty much it. I don't think none of them are going to have.
By the way, her appeal got denied.
I don't see it. Yeah, I know. But it don't matter. She's sitting in a protective wing of a prison. She's not really in prison.
Yep.
She's on time out.
She a club fed.
She is not at risk of being raped or anything where she's at. She's fine.
Damn, man. And I was hoping that she would get violated with toothpaste like that bitch did in the Orange is the New Black or whatever.
We have to stop assuming. Once again, we keep giving the benefit of the doubt to the motherfuckers who have shown us that there is no benefit, and all of our doubts are more than reasonable. So we have to stop giving the benefit of the doubt. I looked at it like I told you, I didn't think them white guys was going to get convicted. You were right. They get convicted in Georgia, and they're going to do life sentences. But here's what their life sentence is really going to be like. They're racist. They're going to join the Aryan Nation. They'll be eating steak in there. They won't be getting fucked. They'll be able to still freely use the word nigga. They'll be able to do all the shit they were doing just without the benefit
and
of
brag
being able
about
to get
how they killed
them. Pickup truck.
And they'll brag about how they killed them. Just like that fool that bragged up until the day that they, just like that fool that killed James Byrd in Texas, bragged about murdering him until the day he was executed.
Well,
right.
I mean, for some, you know, hate does not leave room for being reasonable. Hate says that you are pretty much committed to being hateful. So
you can't put hate and rationale in the same bowl.
Not at all. So this is why I don't understand why we beat some of these things to death when America is hate personified. You know, America, that's what it is. I'm starting to believe that if it wasn't for hate, this country would have fell apart a long time ago. Hate and racism and greed are keeping
it
going.
Hate is woven in the fabric of this country, built on the blood.
Well, me, this is the tattered rag.
The blood of
the... This is an old sponge that needs to get thrown out. Okay.
Yeah, you can't even bleach this motherfucker.
And you can't wash nothing with it now.
Yeah, you can't even bleach this sponge.
Right.
The sponge down,
the bleach just rolls off it. It don't even soak in, okay?
But it'll just make it whiter.
Right.
No.
It's just making the bacteria white, which puts us right back where we started, I guess, so.
Even, and you know, with that said, even if every white racist motherfucker fell off the face of the earth today, the ideology,
then you have to only deal with white supremacy, agreed.
White supremacy will still exist and make the world turn. Simply because we've been so trained, so indoctrinated, so encultured. We wouldn't know what the fuck to do. You gonna change the system? Even if every white person fell off the face of the earth, not gonna change the ideology of white supremacy. Not overnight, at least. And like you were saying last week, even if black folks had control of the world, had all power in the world, it managed somehow to fuck it up.
Well, if
just
they
like
gave
they
it
do.
To us and we hadn't prepared ourselves,
probably in grander fashion, with a little more flash.
I don't know. I honestly don't see us working that well together. We can't do
right.
it now. So I wonder what would happen, and seeing our dysfunction would be a vacuum to some others to just jump in and take it back. I just don't feel like we would even, you know, because right now we're very fragmented, okay? You know, last night we had a guy come on Melvin's show, and I don't know what he was going through.
I heard that fool.
He talked about several things. Some of them don't even go together. And, you know, talking about, you know, we don't have any leaders and all this other stuff. And I'm listening to him, but the only thing I was curious about was something he said about it being 90% men's fault and 10% women's fault that we're in the situation we're in. And I wanted him to validate how he got to that number. And he couldn't do it. No, he couldn't do it because he's one of those guys that while he does, there's a couple of things he may know, there's a lot he don't. And you can't pass your opinion off as a fact. You have to dress your opinion up just as what it is, an opinion. And you get a lot more with that than you will trying to state it like we're all missing something and you're the only one that knows it, you know, and we all need to just, you know, listen to you and whoever these people you were naming that are praying all the time and this and that. Look, man, you know, you mixing Ra, you mixing Jesus, you mixing Osiris, you got all this other shit in here. All of that don't go together, homie.
And it sounded like he was on some edibles.
I'm not going to diss marijuana like that. I like marijuana. That motherfucker didn't know what he was talking about.
No, he was sketchy, man. He was all over the place. He really was.
Shit, I've been high and I didn't do that. There's others who've been on high and they didn't do that. You know? So maybe he needed
that. My bad.
He needed an edible. Some of our people are eating real good off of that right now, so you know, and now I want the rest of them that's locked up to get out and be able to continue their business legally now. So
mm-hmm. That's it. That's the other thing I want to focus on in the last few minutes of the show was empowering our, starting up businesses and franchising and shit because
You know, the everybody, there's so many opportunities out here. And nobody's out looking for a job anymore, and people are sick of being exploited. So start your own shit. Stop sitting back complaining about some shit. Get off your ass and start your own. You can work for your fucking self, and you ain't got to worry about working for the man. And that's kind of what I want to focus on in the last half of the show. I see phone lines opening. Y'all, if you want to join us in our conversation tonight, the number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. I'm going to open up the line for my brother here. And I know he's been waiting, and hopefully he'll be, I'm sure he'll be able to impart us with some of his wisdom and help me with one of my questions. Peace, brother. What's good? How you feeling?
Mute button.
Nine, 612, your mic is open. Peace. All right, we're gonna wait on my man. He may not be ready yet, but yeah. So, I'm glad he called because I was hoping that he would be able to impart some of this wisdom as far as franchising and starting a business, because I really want to focus on that in the coming weeks when I'm able to do the show, because again I'm hearing and I'm seeing these ridiculous amount of people out of work, you know, and trust me y'all, you better get up off your ass because they ain't giving up shit on the welfare no more, and I'm tired of seeing you niggas standing out there at every highway entrance and exit ramp and begging me for shit when I turn the corner. Nah, man, get up off your ass, start a business. You can do, if you apply yourself, you can succeed. With a little motivation, you can succeed. And we're going to give you tips on how to get started with no money even. Just being practical and leaning on your people. Not so much. I know not everybody can get on board. Not everybody supports. But if you come with a solid business plan, solid business model, and the reason, the absolute reason why you want to start, it could be for a number of reasons. But you have to have a reason why. And that should be your motivation. And that's what we want to focus on, because why? And again, it could be anything. Be a litany of reasons of why you want to start a business. But before you do, here's the things that you need to really, really focus on and think about. And again, here in the Empowerment Zone, we put an emphasis on preparedness and proactiveness. And again, being proactive means getting up off your ass and doing something. You want to make sure you prepare thoroughly for starting a business. And realize, I mean, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. But anything worth having of value, anything of value worth having is worth working hard for. Because you feel good about it. You feel good about yourself. You value your possessions more than you work for it. That's something that our people seem to lack. Some of our people seem to lack. So I want to make sure that before, in our approach to starting a business, you prepare thoroughly and realize that things will almost certainly go wrong. To run a successful business, you got to adapt to changing situations. You got to conduct things like market research in whatever you choose to pursue. You want to make cookies. You want to customize rims. You want to do hair and nails. You want to take care of people. You want to be daycare. You want to grow some weed. You got to do research in that field and the demographics and the, and your potential clientele. You got to do research on all this stuff. You just can't say, oh, I'm going to start a business with what? You have to have collateral. It's not got a bank. And you have to have a fucking plan. You must have a plan. When you research whatever you choose to do and your client base, you know, that's an important part of crafting a business plan. You got to know, you know, you got to know your audience, just like a comedian, just like a singer, just like an entertainer. You got to know your audience. You got to know your clientele in whatever market you choose. And really, I know it sounds difficult, but you got to do stuff like surveys. You got to run surveys. You got to have focus groups. You got to rely on public data, things of that nature. And all this stuff is easy to find out. It's easy to research these things in accordance to whatever model that you pursue. Whatever you want to do. Again, if you want to do daycare, if you want to do personal home care, if you want to do nails, if you want to do plumbing, you want to bake cookies, make ice cream, you want to make toys, if you're a craftsman, you got some kind of craft that you can share. You know, you got to do research on all these things just so you can get a gauge on as to what your clientele wants, what your audience wants. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. And there's a need. You know, we're Americans, man. We're consumers. We have a need. We need to consume things. There's a market for everything. I mean, this is America, free enterprise. You can market anything from pussy to pellets. I mean, pellets as in not gun pellets or nothing like that. I mean, like bird pellets to feed birds, bird feeders, stuff like that. You can market anything. You can sell anything. When you start selling your product or service, you need to build up your brand and get a following of people who are ready to jump on. Ready to jump on board as soon as you open your doors. You know, things like three letters, DBA, stands for doing business as. And tasks like naming the business and creating the logo, you know, things like that are obvious, but what about the less heralded, equally important steps, whether it's determining your business structure or crafting a detailed marketing strategy. You know, you got competition. You ain't the only one doing this shit. You got competition. It's a wide market. It's a broad market. But there's room. There's money out there for everybody. Don't discount yourself. And when it becomes hard, don't give up the ship. Because there's people that have faced much more than what you're facing, what you have to face now. They've had to face much more adversity than what you have to face now and have succeeded. So don't let something going wrong or a failure discourage you from pursuing what you started. One of the things that's important, and I said this, I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to detail this, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time. We've only got roughly 15 minutes remaining in the show. And we will, in the next installment of the Empowerment Zone, we will go into further detail and give more tips on starting up a business and existing or linking up with an existing franchise. So stay tuned for the next installment. But in the meantime, we're going to keep on going with the one of the most important things as to starting a business, starting something that has to become, has to be personal, has to be like a personal possession, you know, it has to be a passion. You know, there's an old adage about if you love it, it's not work. It means that if you love what you do, you don't consider it work. You would do, even if you weren't getting paid for it, you do it because it makes you happy. It's therapeutic. So that's what I mean by passion when it comes to why. Why are you starting this business? What's the idea? What provoked you? What What compelled you to say start business? I'm gonna start making these cookies. Everybody loves my cookies. Everybody say they love my cookies. So now what? I want to start selling my cookies, making some money. I want to build up my community. I want to help support my family. Why? There's a bevy of reasons why. Good to know why. Once you're launching your business, this process, it might be wise to differentiate between whether the business serves a personal why or a marketplace why. And what that means is, one thing, predicated on where you live. And two, whether this business serves a personal purpose or marketplace purpose. If you're engaging in building the community by offering your services in the zip code and where you reside or where you're renting commercial property, you're offering a service. You're involved in building the community, in the commerce of the community. And it really helps when the money that you spend, the money that's spent in your, with your service or your shop, really helps when you live in that particular community. Therefore, that money stays in your community and further builds equity in the community, further builds development, interest in commerce, and generates revenue for your community. This is what we focus on here. And this is why it's important to understand why, from a personal standpoint and a marketplace standpoint. Because, again, there is competition. You ain't the only one with cookies. You ain't the only one that knows a single loop system, plumbing system. So there's a market, and there's competition, and there's going to be failure. But there's going to be success, too. But with much success, there's many failures. The brave. And you got to be brave. That's what we believe here in the Empowerment Zone. Fucking be brave. Don't be scared. Have goddamn courage. Don't be afraid to take a leap. Take the first step. Lean on your people, like I said before. Lean on your people. Present a good business plan. Present a business model that you've done research on, and then you can gauge whether or not in your market, or even if you're creating a market with your particular service, you may have something that nobody else has. You may have an exclusive market, a monopoly, if you will, in a tangible item. That's something that is something that no one else has. You need to develop that. You need to research. you need to develop it, and you need to gauge your clientele and build your clientele so you can have a thriving service, so you can have a thriving business, so you can have a, so you can have production, so you can, again, continue to build the community by hiring employees. The more successful your business or service is, the more employees that you can hire, so you don't have to bust your ass and die by the time you're 62 years old, working by yourself, busting your ass so hard all these years. Again, you need to really, there's some steps to take in order to succeed. One of the other immeasurable methods of business success is franchising. And what I mean by franchising is open a franchise of an established company. Let's just use Waffle House, for example. Everybody's been to Waffle House. They got my money in Waffle House all over the country. Not all those Waffle Houses are owned by one. It's not a monolith. Most of those stores, restaurants rather, are franchises owned by someone. Yes, they carry the name. For instance, if I buy a Waffle House, my name would not be on it because that name is franchised. That name is copywritten. I can't even say Mark Higgins Waffle House. But what I can do is on my license, on my proprietor's license, my proprietor's license will say Mark Higgins, proprietor, DBA, doing business as Waffle House. It means a great deal because there's a thing in the business world, in the corporate world, regarding naming rights infringements, copyright infringements, and things of that nature. And so when you franchise, say you buy a Wendy's, they dole out the money to franchise the Wendy's. So Wendy's is pretty much paying everything up front. You're simply leasing, and your name is attached to that lease as a debtor. And I'm sorry, as a lessee. Wendy's is the actual franchise. You're just a lessee in the franchise, and you're doing business as. So Mark Higgins owns Wendy's, owns the lease to Wendy's, doing business as Wendy's. Not Mark Higgins Restaurant, not Mark Higgins Wendy's. Understand? It's real particular and very, very detailed. But being a business owner, and I know my man can expound on it, and I want to let him know that Mike is still open, bro. Anytime you're ready, you can chime in. Because I know as a business owner, you can give us a little info on how to approach starting a business from the ground up, grassroots, if you will.
Please, brother, I didn't realize that.
Bro, man, what's good, man?
Everything. Everybody, peace, power, and love to the family.
Likewise.
Good show. Real good information. closing out here as far as businesses go, because I'm always talking business and knocking on the door finally, and it's a process. It could be simplified, but anything that we venture to do is going to always be more complicated for us than the next man. And that's just systematically.
Not to be discouraged, though. Like I said earlier, a lot of people have been through a lot of rougher shit.
Yeah. You can't be discouraged. I just say this. We need to think more business-minded collectively. And right now, like you were saying, people don't even want a job right now. And I'm always saying, now is a time that we can create a lot of new normals. And some of those new normals are, think tanking, brainstorming. What types of businesses are now going to be needed, and especially pandemic-friendly businesses? How can I make money in this economy? And there's opportunity out, and business opportunities. And that's why I say, we got to think outside the box and think in terms of what we can do to make it better for those behind us. I'm not going to hold the mic long, but good show. And the business aspect, especially, like I say, we need more black businesses, and we need to be more supportive of those black-owned businesses, because the wealth that we give away is the reparations that we keep begging for, and we got it. And I'll yield on that.
Bro, that's what's up, man. Those sentiments that you just echoed right there, brother, when you hit it right on the head, those reparations that we expected, man, we just spent that up. We gave it to them. All the Coke 45s and all the dope and Nike and Jordans and all the truck jewelry, and we're giving it back to them. We could have been at it, but Mother Sister was saying last night, we're on the precipice of our redemption. The time's coming, and where the first will be last, and last will be first, right? Remember, she said that, and that's what sparked me. That's what, man, that hit me hard, man. When she said that, I was like, man, that's what I see. It's so right. So with that said, it's so important. We're gonna focus on this next installment too, brother, because we're gonna continue to share tips on starting up businesses, which again is paramount in building the community, building our culture, because we can't keep on, we cannot continue to be exploited, let ourselves be exploited, and we have so many great business models as an example. Can't do it? Can't pull up the bootstraps and do it? And shit as much, you got access to so much information and so many tools compared to what our ancestors had to work with. And you can't be successful now. I refuse to believe that. All the tools that we got now, all the information that's so easily accessible, and you can't be a success, or at least you can't be a failure, a multiple failure, before you're a success. We got so many examples of that. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what I've been – that's what it's all about here in the Empowerment Zone, building up the community so we can better ourselves. And like I said at the beginning of the show, the message in this show, I prefaced it by saying the message of this show tonight is UNITY, unity. Because without it, you're not going nowhere and not doing a damn thing. With that said, I want to thank all my callers, all the guests, everyone that's listening online, all my drivers, all my servers out there. I know you've been listening. The show is also dedicated to friends and brothers that we've lost in the last weeks. May you rest in power. Miss you and thinking about you daily. And as always, people, you've been following this show. Please be careful out there. Keep your eyes and peeled. Keep your eyes and ears peeled at all times. And recognize and understand that you are a target. Do not take for granted your safety and your health. Please, stay as healthy and as safe as possible. Keep your eyes and ears peeled out here on these roads. I'm talking to you, my drivers. Talking to you, my servers. When you leave your shift, get home safe. You know I love you. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. Thanks again for joining us in the Empowerment Zone. Once again, if you want to reach us, become a member, you can be reached at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Just leave your contact number and your name, of course, and someone will get back to you expediently, I promise you. You've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. My name is Mark Higgins. Been a pleasure. Love you guys. All power to the people. Peace.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit.
Brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down the block. I had my cutoff shorts on right because it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling
a bitch?
You gotta let him know.
You ain't a bitch, you're a hoe.
Here we go.
You ain't a bitch, you're a hoe.
plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet? Young lady, and real bad girls are the silent type. Yeah. Ain't none of this worth getting your face like, cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right? Walking with nobody. She got to wear that for life. Who you calling a bitch?
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the bag. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Girl. Look what I'm whipping up, look how I'm kicking up. I'm so pretty, I'm on Gucci, I'm so pretty, I'm gon' get it. This is belly. Ooh, yeah. On my Kodak, black, ooh, know that.
America, I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Yeah.